Right now, though, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Mo, a story that restores our faith in democracy simply through his mastery of civic procedure, a resident of Denver, Colorado, forced the city council to formally consider the creation of an independent board to govern what important issues?
UFOs is too easy.
But it's correct.
Oh, okay. Don't overthink it. Don't overthink it.
Keep it simple, man.
This last Thursday, the Denver City Council held a review and comment session on the proposal to create a, quote, extraterrestrial affairs commission. It is the brainchild of one Jeff Peckman, who, and this will not surprise you, is 54, single, and lives with his parents. And he's a little concerned about the inevitable culture clash to come. Quote, it is important because if you're driving down the highway and you saw a crash of a small spaceship in a car or a bus full of kids, you really wouldn't know what to do, unquote. His solution?
The first thing I'm doing is not call City Hall.
Well, that's because his solution is to convene a task force.
Oh, wait, a task force?
A task force, a commission to study the problem.
Okay.
They had to consider the proposal in a public meeting. Initial reports say that everybody at the meeting was against it, except, of course, for Mr. Peckman and some guy in the back who didn't say anything but kept nodding his heads. Charlie, animal behaviorists studying squirrels in Massachusetts have infiltrated the close-knit squirrel community with the clever use of what?
They used ferrets with big bushy that grafted
bushy
tails.
No, it's much more technologically advanced than that.
Mechanical squirrels.
Yes.
Yeah.
They used
robot squirrels.
They used a robot squirrel named Rocky. Danger, Bullwinkle! Danger, Bullwinkle!
No doubt about it. I gotta get another hat.
Researchers at Hampshire College in Massachusetts created the robotic squirrel.
Where there are
plenty of
squirrels.
Yes. That explains it.
They created the robotic squirrel to interact with squirrels outside in their natural environment. The robot, nicknamed Rocky, chit-chats in squirrel language, waves his tail, and helps researchers understand how squirrels behave. It's very touching, the squirrel says to the other squirrels, teach me how to feel. I want to be a real squirrel. Mo.
Yes?
Mo, this week, the Washington Post published the winning entries in their children's poetry contest in honor of National Poetry Month. The contest was marred when the young, adorable winner of the contest was credibly accused of what?
Well, it's plagiarism's too easy.
And yet it is correct.
You keep...
What am I getting? Hey, you get... You get one try with that shtick. I mean, come on.
Well, no. I mean, I'm not trying... It's not false modesty. It's like I'm like the special panelist today.
Yeah. The very special.
And here's a question for Mo. What's your favorite color? That's right.
I mean, come on.
This 10-year-old Stephen Ambrose in training submitted a poem to the Washington Post's Kids Post Poetry Contest that was really good, but it was also written by well-known children's poet Shel Silverstein decades before she was born. The Post ran the poem as a winning entry and then was inundated with mail from readers noticing the similarities. The Kids Post editor then called the young plagiarist. She apologized but added that she had only copied the poem when she saw the best minds of her generation destroyed by madness.
I'm imagining the enforcer coming in. Hey, the sidewalk ends here.